all the time.
Never mind.
We're on
rock and roll.
If you'd like more information on that, hey, give them a call.
Think about moving the whole human race ahead of death or a few steps.
We were getting letters from white kids who were saying, hey, man, we got your records. We love them. But we can't let our parents know that we have them because they wouldn't let us play them in the house. Or they would make us throw them away, or they wouldn't allow it, you know?
We were the generation that was going to change things.
And it was more or less a bunch of middle-class college dropout kids trying to figure out something to do besides follow Eisenhower into the grave.
And they just sort of played one, you know, just played one chord until everybody got bored and they said one, two, three, and back to the song, you know?
A lot of what all of this is about the construction of a front. Viable, sellable front for public consumption.
I grew up in the age of modern love, baby.
Rock and roll basically is no different than IBM, Xerox, Sara Lee, Chevrolet. Supply and demand, it's the same business.
It's the law of the market. If people buy it, it's right. The truth becomes that which sells.
Disaster happens. It's inevitable to happen.
You know, ultimately, when the going gets tough in the deal, you know, strip, right?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
This is what it's all about. Underneath.
The kind of things that has become clear now, that simply recognizing the artificiality of something does not ensure immunity to that thing.
The best rock and roll collection you've ever heard.
90 day free home trial.
Back with 22 fabulous hits.
I'm donating my body to retail.
There's nothing that why can't I do as bad boon does and play good music for the white people.
Okay, now, I know you've told me this a million fucking times.
Before the years began counting out time, there was only an ever-present vibration. Not a mighty vacillation, but only the omnipresent reverberation. That is, the is.
Any more precise recollections, I'm afraid, have been wiped out.
After a most timeless cessation came an unprecedented cosmic realization. And here it is in summation.
I see the people, I feel the rhythm. I am the beat.
There are drums here where there weren't any before.
A most remarkable explanation, and one of a very short duration. Soon after came the infestation of a costly contemplation that thought,
Johnny Performance, the mic stick, the really mic stick, the mic stick all the way, is the one that achieved madness.
Rock and roll is a great bastard. You know something.
Record companies make record profits.
What do you think parents think about you?
Do I care?
And so began the separation of the omnipresent reverberation.
And then, when no one was looking, rock and roll became show business.
I mean, it's always going to be for looking guys with great haircuts who's going to go to girls and that's just what pop music's about.
To create the largest possible audience.
And many of the original hippies moved out.
Are you any more satisfied now?
May the healing hands of Satan be placed upon your afflicted areas.
In the joyous participation.
To create the largest possible audience.
A natural inclination.
Different forms of reality.
The new creation.
Don't settle for imitation.
I am beginning to learn the value of a script.
Oof, scratch that. Part of this activity they call music.
You may come and give us back to the music. You may come and give us back to the music. Back to the music.
Y'all remember music, don't you?